afternoon. Welcome back. 3:48, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. And joining me now, Congressman Pete Sessions, representing the 32nd District of Texas. Mr. Sessions is also the chairman of the House Rules Committee. Good afternoon, Congressman. How are you?
Pete, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. I see a headline was handed to me just a few minutes ago. It says, House passes continuing resolution to fund government protect defense against sequester cuts. So good for you guys.
You know, Andy, I think it is good. I think you know and I know that what we're playing is a game in Washington, D.C., where we have the President of the United States who has oversold more than he should, not only the importance of all that he has done to help the American taxpayer with tax cuts and reducing the size of government, and then turns around and blames us for everything when he chooses to. Meanwhile, it's a cut that he agreed to. Sequestration was his idea to avoid 18 months ago decisions that he didn't want to make then. He just said, let's put them out in the future. Well, they've come due now. So we are very aware, Republican leadership, Republican members of Congress, that sequestration is beginning to occur across the country. $85 billion, real dollars worth of cuts. And we're not going to try and confuse shutting down the government over continuing resolution with the actual cuts which are being done. Whether I agree with them exactly what they're done or not, I agree with the outcome of making us come to some common sense agreement that we've got to reduce spending in Washington. And that's what we did today. We backed it up by saying we're not trying to shut down the government. We're trying to meet the expectations of the American people. Every dollar that we would have had in that $85 billion would have been borrowed to pay for something today and send moral.
All right. Now, as can be expected, Harry Reid had a comment on your plan.
What remains to be seen is whether this move, apparently away from a crisis, is truly a shift in strategy for the Republicans or just a short break from extremism.
Just a short break from extremism. Here's a guy who really doesn't want to get along, doesn't want to play the game, doesn't want to come together, in my mind, and yet he's the guy who constantly says, you guys aren't doing your job.
Well, I it would be easy for me to retort back with a taunt at the Senate Majority Leader. The facts of the case are simple. The President of the United States said when he was a candidate for president and being judged, he was trying to get credit for all the great work and all the tax cuts to the middle class and all the things that he had done, trillions of dollars worth of cuts that he had agreed to, and then all of a sudden now they come due and he can't find one penny to save. So look, these guys wouldn't make it in the free enterprise system. It's a darn good thing we've got government, or they would be unemployed in the free enterprise system. They are community activists. They are trying to tear down City Hall. They're not trying to make City Hall better. They're not trying to make the lives of millions of Americans better. Gasoline has doubled in price. The box of cereal has doubled in price. Millions of people unemployed, underemployed. GDP at zero for growth of our economy. And it is a dismal circumstance with the trillions of dollars of debt that this president willfully has added without the availability of fighting and working for jobs for middle-class Americans and those in our country. So, you know, their record speaks for itself.
Yeah, it's painfully obvious, though, that he's got one mission, and he wants the House back in 2014 so he can ramrod whatever he wants through in the last 2 years of his presidency. And, you know, we saw an email, and you're probably familiar with this story, but yesterday in our paper we reported that there was an email sent to a government worker in North Carolina basically telling this individual, who had an idea to lessen the pain of these sequester cuts for his workers, to stand down. The administration told the guy to stand down, toe the administration's line, do not contradict the White House. So they want these painful cuts to go through. They can blame it on you and thereby take back the House in 2014. And I think more than one person agrees with that.
Well, there's no doubt that the White House runs a full-time political operation, not only with the White House scheduling, but the things that they do. You know, they're the ones that talk about money and influence, how it poisons politics. They're the ones that are bringing in, when I became chairman of the NRCC, the maximum contribution was around $50,000. They're trying to get $500,000 contributors.
Yeah.
They'll woo them. They'll do whatever it takes. They are big money. They're special interest. They're about indebting this country. What the president wants to do is to keep people away from questioning and showing what success the president has with unemploying Americans, ruining health care, doubling the price of gasoline, killing jobs all across this country, and rules and regulations that are designed to make matters worse for America. We've got to stay on offense and understand that it's a choice that people make. We believe that Republican policies, conservative pro-business policies, employ more people, put more money in people's pockets, allow them to pay for their own families, their own children to go to college, and not look to the government to have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to have to keep selling the choice that we know that the president's for, and every Democrat, or those choices that we know that Republicans, John Boehner, are for, and that is freedom and opportunity. They've got a full can of offense against us. Obviously, as chairman of the Rules Committee, we see it firsthand. I see it up there. Chris Van Hollen, the local guy from Maryland, is all about raising taxes, is all about wanting to increase the price of gasoline, is all about wanting to do a lot of things to play class warfare. And that is not ultimately going to work. And I told Chris today, yesterday when he was before the committee, I said, Chris, look, you try and be an advocate for people who are disabled. I do, too. I have a disabled son. But last weekend, a bunch of moms came up to me and said the price of gasoline is crippling their ability to take care of their children. I was at a cerebral palsy conference. And these families have to have SUVs with ramps and wheelchairs and take care of kids. And they are having a tough time making ends meet. What do? We look up and some guy in Washington wants to raise the price of gasoline substantially once again. That's not going to help. It causes prices to rise. We need to tell the story. Raising taxes and putting huge tax increases on companies only causes prices to rise and people to be in trouble. So, I think the Republican idea about what we stand for is freedom and opportunity and people to make a go of it themselves, free enterprise and small business. We're just going to have to do a better job and go sell it, Andy.
Well, and I got to tell you something. I'm very impressed with the state of Texas and the way they've handled the economy. You folks have done a wonderful job down there. I had the honor of having Greg Abbott in here with me last week. We talked for about 10 minutes. He's the attorney general. Obviously, you know that from Texas. And, I mean, there's some really good things happening in that state, and I think that it would do most of America well by looking to Texas and getting some ideas out of how to spark the economy, how to get people back to work and do the right things for America.
Well, of course, and it works. And you can look at Illinois, you can look at New York, you can look at California. They're running people out of their state. They're having to open up prisons and let felons on the street. Texas, by being cautious and pro-business, we have better schools because of competition. We've created more jobs over the last 5 years, each of those 5 years, than 49 other states combined. We find where there is new building, new opportunities, job creation, great health care. All these things work together when the federal government and government stays out of the way and free people make decisions for themselves.
Yep.
And they're going to continue to be models. This president and Democrats, we saw for years, every time they would come up, I remember Jim Oberstar time after time talking about how great Europe is and everything Europe has. Let me tell you what, brother, there isn't enough money to take care of our roads and bridges now because we're not creating economic advantage.
Yep.
And that's how we're becoming more like Europe and probably Iceland and Greece at the same time.
All right. Well, listen, I'm out of time. Always a pleasure having you on the program. Please come back.
Hope it did well enough to get invited back.
Yeah, you did, of course. I'll see you next time. Thanks, Congressman.
Bye.
Take care. Congressman Pete Sessions, representing the 32nd District of Texas. Always fun to talk to him. He's one of the good guys, you know. Trying to do the right thing. I give him credit for that. 3:59, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times, hour number 2 coming up, and that means Emily Miller. That's right, 4:15 every Wednesday.